Leftist Georgian opposition leader arrested over alleged arson attack on Tbilisi court. By Breitbart London on November 29, 2025. AP, Georgian authorities detained an opposition party leader Saturday on suspicion of trying to set fire to the Tbilisi city court office building, the Interior Ministry said. Alexandre Elizashvili broke into the court chancellery building in the Georgian capital at dawn by smashing a window with a hammer. Then poured gasoline on the perimeter of the office, the ministry said in a Facebook statement. The 47-year-old, who founded the Citizens Party and was formerly an opposition lawmaker, had a firearm and injured a court official during his arrest, according to the ministry. Video released by authorities appeared to show a handgun on the ground, a bottle of gasoline, a lighter and shattered glass. The Associated Press could not independently verify the footage. The Citizens Party, which belongs to the Lilo Strong Georgia Coalition, is one of three main opposition groups in the country. Georgian authorities have intensified pressure on opposition parties. The ruling Georgian Dream Party has petitioned the Constitutional Court to ban the three main opposition groups: the United National Movement, Akali/Coalition for Change, and Lilo. Several opposition leaders are jailed, in exile or facing criminal charges, which opponents say are politically motivated. Elizashvili's arrest came the day after crowds of demonstrators gathered in Tbilisi on Friday to mark 365 days of non-stop protests against the government's decision to halt talks on joining the European Union. Carrying drums, whistles, placards and flags, thousands of protesters marched along Rustaveli Avenue, the city's central thoroughfare. The daily protests began on November 28, 2024, when Prime Minister Irakli Kovacic announced the country was halting talks on joining the EU. While the size of the rallies has since fallen, demonstrators have continued to gather each day. The Georgian Dream Party has tried to curb the movement by tightening rules on public assemblies, as well as passing a wave of laws targeting rights groups, non-governmental organizations and independent media. Critics say some have been modeled on legislation passed in Russia, where President Vladimir Putin has harshly stifled dissent. Follow Breitbart London on Facebook, Breitbart London.